Revival sparked at the Brownsville Assembly of God in the 1990s, and the effects from that have made a lasting impact on so many lives. On this episode of Charisma News, Russell Benson, the International Director for Christ for All Nations, shares how his life was impacted by revival and how they are lighting the fire again for this generation. That special interview right after this important message. If you enjoyed listening to this story, read more stories on Spirit-led living when you subscribe to Charisma Magazine. Go to mycharismashop.com and enter the promo code CPN to receive 10% off the price of your subscription. Well, Russ Benson, it is great to have you on the Charisma News podcast to talk about the Light the Fire Again conference. And really, it's more than a conference. We're really believing that God's going to do something big and that this is just the start of something big. So welcome to the Charisma News podcast.
Thank you, John. So excited to be with you all.
Yeah. So, Russ, you've been a part of Christ for All Nations for how many years now? And what's the role that you do on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah. I serve as the International Director of Christ for All Nations. We have 14 offices around the world. I really manage the operation of the global ministry and working with each of the directors around the world. And I've been doing that now for over 12 years.
Wow. And my connection with you is really through Nations Church, which is the local church expression of Christ for All Nations. And I got to say, just as a plug for the church, it is so fun to be a part of what God is doing here in Central Florida and just how this is a real hub of evangelists that are coming in, getting equipped and trained and being sent out around the world and just seeing what God is doing. It's exciting that I get to be a part of this. So I'm glad to be a part of Nations Church with you.
Yeah, you said it really well. Nations Church is the local expression of Christ for All Nations, and I am having a blast. It is just remarkable what the Lord is doing here in Orlando with not just the evangelists, but the fivefold ministry coming together.
Amen.
And it's just a beautiful thing. So we just love having you, John, and excited about the future.
Yeah, and before we talk about this conference that's coming up, I just want to talk about Nations Church briefly, because we've had Pastor Daniel Kalenda, Evangelist Daniel Kalenda, on the Charisma Podcast Network to talk about, on different shows, to talk about the launch of the church. But now the church is a year old. What are some of the things that have happened in this last year that you can talk about briefly?
Yeah, well, you got it right. We just celebrated our one-year anniversary of Nations Church just a couple of weeks ago, and so much has happened over the last year. Of course, we started with a bang with the grand opening, but what excites me the most is to see all of these giftings and these people that have different experiences and different callings coming together to really impact Central Florida. So again, not just the evangelists, though we could talk for an hour about or more just about how evangelism is going through the local church and every single day and every week,
yeah,
people getting saved in Central Florida. But to see the pastors and the discipleship, to see the prophetic and the prophetic training, to see the apostolic, and to see people that just living their lives but serving the Lord, mm-hmm, at Nations Church together in unity to see something great happen has been one of the truly joys of my life. And I actually and honestly every Sunday look forward to just our worship together, to hear the testimonies about how many people got baptized or gave their life to the Lord or the miraculous things that are happening. Mm-hmm. Hear the word of the Lord, it seems, every Sunday, whoever's preaching, because that's another real,
yeah,
difference about Nations Church is from the pulpit, you'll have the fivefold preaching and you'll never quite know who's preaching that week, whether it's Evangelist Daniel Kalenda or a Pastor Levi or a prophetic voice coming forth. So just to see all of those things happen, I can honestly say I have never seen anything like it, and I'm just glad to be along for the ride. So
yeah. One of my favorite teachers, and I'm not just saying this to be on your good side, but I love whenever you preach, Pastor Russ. I mean, your message a few months ago about the Holy Spirit is one of my favorite ones that I've heard. And yeah, I always look forward to the illustrations that you use. But the Holy Spirit is is a major theme of what we talk about. And he's obviously core to what is happening, especially when we're talking about the move of the Spirit. And a lot of that is centered around, historically, the Brownsville Revival. And I love that on Father's Day, which is kind of the anniversary of the outpouring of the Brownsville Revival, that the last 2 years we've had Jerry Hill, the wife of Steve Hill, who has gone on to be with the Lord, just talk about what God did there. And I want to use this as a segue to talk about this conference that's coming up, that's Light the Fire Again conference. So you were a part of the original outpouring, Pastor Russ. And so we're doing this Light the Fire Again conference. And so if we're lighting the fire again, can you tell me what happened the first time that the fire was lit?
Well, that is a big topic, and maybe in the future I can come on and kind of share a lot more about that. But I'll give you a quick update. You know, to understand Light the Fire Again, you really got to understand that Daniel and I were deeply, deeply impacted by the revival movement that happened in the mid-1990s. And I'm sure most of your listeners are aware of that to some scope. But Daniel and I have been friends for most of our lives, and we, as many young people during that time, made trips to Pensacola because of the revival. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what can you say about it that hasn't been said other than God was there? And I don't know how to explain it, that words really fail to do it justice, but I haven't ever seen anything like it again. The manifested presence of the Lord was on that campus of the Brownsville Assembly of God in 1995, 96, all the way into the late 1990s. And I was deeply, deeply impacted by that. I ended up going to the School of Ministry along with evangelist Daniel Kalenda for 2 years. And I actually had the honor of preaching before I left at one of the revival services in 1999, which was an amazing testimony in itself. You know, I was only like 20 years old, and I was one of the first, if not the first student, to preach at a revival service. So I was really, really impacted by that. And that brings to the point of this conference. And I don't even really like to use the word conference. It's Light the Fire Again. And, you know, being in this ministry position with Daniel and overseeing such a great ministry like Christ for All Nations, and knowing how deeply impacted we were by revival, about, I want to say about 5 years ago, we really felt like we want to expose the revival movement to a new generation. You know, they may have heard it from their parents or their grandparents, or they may have seen something on YouTube. But really, nothing like that is happening right now. A lot of great things are happening around the world, and Charisma does such an amazing job at exposing people to the moving of the Holy Spirit all around the world. But there was something very unique and different about what was happening in the mid-90s, whether it was at Brownsville, Toronto, Morningstar, Argentina, United Kingdom, all over the world. The fires of revival were lit in such an intense way, and millions of people were being set ablaze by the presence of the Holy Spirit. And I believe that is why you're seeing a great evangelistic movement today, because the seeds of revival were imparted into a generation 20 years ago. So Daniel and I knew that, listen, we want to do whatever we can in our position today to expose the next generation to revival, not just the word revival, but what we encountered in the 90s. So in 2015, I want to say, we had this idea to bring together the different streams of revival in one place. And from my understanding, I don't know if that has ever happened like that before in that way. We did it in Toronto. We had leaders from the Brownsville Revival, Toronto Revival, Morningstar, Argentina, and all come together and just come to seek the Lord and to give the word of the Lord. And we saw such an incredible move of God. And even today, many of our boot camp students that we have that are training in evangelism have come out of being touched by revival in 2016 when we did the first Light the Fire Again in Toronto. So And here we are today. We're doing it. We're doing it again in 2 weeks. And again, I don't like to use the word conference because to me, I am personally going just to encounter the Lord.
Yeah.
And all of these leaders are going to encounter the Lord. And it's my hope, it's my dream that many come and experience a fresh touch of the Holy Spirit, because there's a lot of work to do. And God wants to breathe on his church. He wants to breathe on his people, because there's a great work to be done in the earth today.
Wow. So just quickly, how can people get information about this? Because you just put out an invitation. What's the website that people can go to?
Yeah, and you may have seen it online, or you may have gotten an email about or heard a friend talk about it. And by the time, you know, if you're listening to this now, you know, we're just days away from the event. So many of you may not find it possible, but I want to say to all that are listening or watching, if it's at all possible, if you're within driving distance of Pensacola, Florida, if you're at liberty to be able to take a flight, if you can get in your car and drive, if you can ask for a couple days off or a few days off, if I were in your position and I wasn't helping lead this event, I would be trying to find a way, if at all possible, to be there on September 7th through September 10th. That's a Wednesday night through Saturday afternoons, so the 7th through the 10th. And we're going to be at the Pensacola Bay Center in Pensacola, Florida. And if you want more information about registering or how to get there, how to be involved, all you got to do is go to lightthefireagain.org. That's lightthefireagain.org. Or go to our main page, CFAN, Christ for All Nations, CFAN.org, and you're going to easily find out all the information. I just want to say this one thing, because there's been some confusion. We've actually got blasted online just from people that, you know, I call them negative nillies, you know, naysayers. Mm-hmm. They're, how can you charge for an event? And I don't think it's wrong to charge for an event. You know, we've charged for events. These kind of events cost a lot of money. But I want to tell all your listeners and those who are viewing or listening, this is a free event. You can come. There is no cost for your ticket. And that is something different than it was in our 2016 event. We had to charge to cover the expenses. But the Lord spoke to Daniel and I that we want to open this thing up. And I very well understand that we're taking a huge leap of faith to do an event like this at a civic center. With all the expenses, technical and travel, you know, I don't want to go into details, but it's a lot of money. And there's no profit. There's no profit financially in this. The profit is, what is the profit? The profit is people are going to come. I'm telling you now, people are going to come and be touched by the power of the Holy Spirit. And I know lives are going to be changed, just like my life was changed in 1996. At the floor of on the altar of the Brownsville Revival, my life was changed. And I am talking to you today. I'm speaking to you today, John. I'm speaking to all of you that are listening today, because what happened to me when I took a four-hour road trip from Southwest Florida, not 4 hours, eight-hour road trip from Southwest Florida to Pensacola, because I heard God was doing something and I needed a touch from the Lord. So that's how you can find out more. And, you know, as you can tell, we're only a few days.
You're passionate.
Away. I'm excited. I don't like conferences, honestly, John. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm a busy guy. I oversee 14 offices, a church that's growing. I don't have time just to go listen to speakers, but I'm excited about this event because I know every one of these speakers are men and women of revival, and we're all coming because we truly want to see the fire of revival light the fire again. That's our prayer.
Yeah. You know, I love the lineup of people that are going to be ministering there, because it's people that have been greatly affected and you have seen fruit that has remained in their ministry and in their life as a result of what happened. And it's, this fruit is 20 some, 30 some years old now. Yeah. And it's amazing to see that these people are still serving the Lord. You know, we live in a time where it's that whenever a pastor kind of seems to be in the headlines, it's because of a moral failing. And, you know, this is the opposite of that. These people are on fire for the Lord from something that truly happened in their lives years ago. And now they're coming back together to stir it up so there can be another great move of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, it's absolutely remarkable because, like I said, I don't know if this has ever been done outside of these Light the Fire and conferences because, you know, these are people that were leaders in revival 20 or 25 years ago. And a lot of they're heroes of faith in my book, in my mind, but a lot of the younger generation, they don't necessarily know these names. Mm-hmm. Some of them they do, but a lot of them that they don't know them. I'm telling you, if you come, you're going to see the deep presence of the Lord that they've carried over, like you said, over decades and have proved themselves out that they were touched by revival. They were leaders in revival, but they're still burning today. And it's very exciting. Yeah.
So you mentioned the Toronto blessing, the outpouring there, Pensacola, Argentina, different places. Just from your perspective, why do you think God chose to pour out his spirit in those places?
Well, not an easy question, John.
I know.
I think, you know, I'm a studier of revival. I'm just looking back over church history and especially over the last 100 years. And, you know, first of all, it's the sovereignty of God. Mm. It is the sovereignty of God. God wants to move in his church and he's going to move. And we've seen it all throughout church history. And there's a time and then there's a season. But there's also a people that choose to rise up and to hunger and believe for revival. And the sovereignty of God and the hunger from the people of God, when they meet together, it sparks something beautiful. And I think we're entering another season like that. I am seeing a hunger once again that I haven't in 20 years. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing a stirring in the church. And I sense and I feel a lot, along with a lot of other leaders, that we're on the verge of something really great. But it is, again, going to take a people to say, hey, I'm going to choose to press into this. I'm going to make this a priority, what God wants to do. And so I think that's part of why we're doing Light the Fire again. Why are we willing to take a financial loss? Why are we putting this effort into this when there's so much that we're busy doing? It's because we want to, even if it's us showing the Lord that, hey, we're still hungry. Like, Lord, don't pass me by. You did. I so appreciate what the Lord did in the 90s, but Lord, here I am again. Do not pass me by. I want to be part of what you're doing next on earth. So it's not an easy answer, but it's the Lord, and it's when the people, you know, the scripture says, your people are willing in the day of your power. There has to be a willingness from the people of God to make God's power and his spirit a priority in their life.
Hmm. You know, as you're talking about how Christ for All Nations is willing to make this sacrifice, and that reminds me of King David when he said, "No, I will surely buy this field from you for a price, because I will not offer the Lord my God burnt offerings, which cost me nothing." And then we know that property is where then the temple was built. And there was a lasting presence of the Lord at that place. And so I just see like what is happening right now. The decision is that you and evangelist Pastor Daniel Kalenda, you're making that sacrifice to see the presence of God manifest in a tremendous way.
And absolutely, we're gonna sow the seeds of revival, and we believe we're gonna see great things.
Amen. I just want to talk about briefly the people that are gonna be here. I'm just gonna go through the list. So, of course, we got Daniel Kalenda, John and Carol Arnott, Russell Benson, Dr. Michael Brown, Randy Clark, Roy Fields is gonna be doing worship, Claudio and Daniela Friedzon are gonna be there, Joseph Garlington, Jerry Hill, Rodney Howard Brown, Eddie James, Nathan Morris, Don Potter doing worship, Todd White. And then that's just the people that are listed that, you know, and there's more people that are going to be there.
Yeah.
And that's a list of heavy hitters. My goodness. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And like you mentioned, we're so thankful for these leaders in revival that are coming together. And there's also just You know, I love to see stuff like the intercessors from the Brownsville Revival. You know, they're coming as well. And you have prophetic from Morningstar. You know, I remember 25 years ago, we were in Revival, but we would still drive hours and hours away to go to a Morningstar event and to be being exposed to prophetic rooms and how the Lord used the gift of prophecy in our lives. And so many, we're going to have prophetic rooms at this event. We're going to have intercessory prayer at this event. And of course, we're Christ for All Nations. We're a leading evangelistic organization. We're going to have outreaches and trainings at this event. There has, you know, I want to be careful how I say this. I don't think anything like this has ever happened. And so again, I want to encourage those that are listening, go to lightthefireagain.org. If you are at liberty to make this event, even with a few days' notice, make it a priority. You will not regret it. If you cannot make this event, we are going to live stream it. And we're going to, you know, be giving the details out in the next, the coming days, but follow evangelist Daniel Kalenda on Facebook and Instagram, or Christ for All Nations on Facebook or Instagram. And the information about that live stream will be released on there. And you'll be able to watch all of the sessions free of charge. Again, we're not trying to monetize this. It'd be great if we can pay the bills, but ultimately we just really believe we're supposed to do this. And but yeah, to go back to your point, John, about the speakers, you know, John and Carol Arnott from the Toronto Blessing. I can go into in the future podcast someday about my experiences in Toronto, which were very different than Brownsville, but just as much God, you know, just as much the Lord. And we've got Claudio Friedson and Daniela Friedson, leaders from the Argentina Revival. And many of your viewers may not, listeners may not know of them, but they were right there in the middle of one of the greatest moves of God in history. And they're coming to the event. Jerry Hill, of course, from Brownsville. Dr. Michael Brown from Brownsville. Rodney Howard Brown, you know, I don't need to say more about how God really used him to spark a lot of the revival in the early 1990s. Nathan Morris, who has been a part of Revival now for many years, Todd White, who is leading a charge of Revival into a next generation, along with Daniel Kalenda, the president of Christ for All Nations, who is a leader, I believe, in our generation, not only in evangelism, but contending for a move of God for our generation. All the awesome worship with Eddie James, and who is just one of the best ever. Roy Fields, who was part of the Lakeland Revival and carries the sound of Revival. And as you may know, John, Nations Church Worship will be there as well, which we're privileged to hear that and every Sunday. But I think people are going to be blown away that come to the Pensacola Bay Center to join in worship with our team and our leaders. So exciting.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, so, and Don Potter. Don Potter and Leonard Jones. Now,
how can you forget those guys?
I want to talk to your listeners real quick. If you don't know Don Potter and Leonard Jones from Morningstar, go online, Spotify. I'm not plugging them because I'm trying, again, for any other reason, but I know you're going to be blessed. The Morningstar worship from the mid and late 1990s. There's nothing like it in the entire world. It is so anointing. You put Show Me Your Face On by Don Potter, and the glory of the Lord will fill your room if your heart is open to it. So they're going to be there as well. So I just wanted to mention that as well.
You just said something about the glory of the Lord will fill the room if you're open to it. I don't want to end this interview without asking you this really important question. How can we be preparing our hearts for God to light the fire in us?
Yeah, yeah. You started this discussion off with it, John. It's not simply this, because nothing's simple with the Holy Spirit, but it is God the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. The presence, the glory of the Lord is a person, is the Holy Spirit. It is His presence. It's not separate from Him. It is Him. And how do you prepare yourself if you're coming, or if you're going to be watching it online, or if you're just contending for revival in your own prayer closet or in your church? It's opening your heart for the Holy Spirit to move by welcoming Him, making a place for Him. It could simply be starting your prayers with, "Welcome, Holy Spirit," or, "I'm hungry. Holy Spirit, I'm hungry for you. We're hungry for you, Holy Spirit, to do a deep work in our heart and our lives." Again, it's not simple, but it's being genuine. It's being honest. And if you're not hungry for the Holy Spirit, your prayer is, "Lord, help me hunger for you. Make me hungry for you, Lord." And I can tell you, if you do that, if you honestly go before the Lord, you'll have a deep encounter with him, because he's promised to come to us. He's promised to be with us. And that's part of what the great thing about this event is coming up. There's so many of us, a few thousand of us coming together, just with a hunger for the Holy Spirit to say, "Do it again, Holy Spirit. Do it again, not just for me, not even for me, but do it for a generation. Do it for my children that weren't part of these revivals. Do it for my nieces and nephews and grandchildren and friends and neighbors that don't know what I'm talking about when I talk about the Toronto Blessing or the Brownsville Revival. Do it for them, Lord." And I think if we do that honestly before the Lord, even beyond this event, because it is going to be a great week, but it's much more than just an event. It's about what the Lord wants to do in our generation and in our time. And that's why I'm so excited.
Amen. I love that prayer. Do it for them. You know, you've been there, you've experienced it, you've been carrying that fruit that has remained for many years. And your prayer for us is, "God, do it for them." I love that. That is so encouraging, Pastor Russ. And I just want to thank you again for just talking about what God is doing and how we can be a part of that. This lightthefireagain.org, go to there for information about the upcoming event and all the information about that. Watch online, get involved however you can, wherever you're listening to this, and just be a part of what God is doing, and you're going to see great fruit in your life.
And if you come, please say hello to me. Let me know you heard me on the Charisma podcast, and say hello. And I look forward to worshiping with you there, or if you're watching online all around the world.
Amen. Amen. Well, Pastor Russ, thank you so much for being on the Charisma News podcast.
Thank you, John. Thank you so much. We love you. We appreciate you and your audience.
This has been John Matarazzo for the Charisma News podcast. God bless you.